Hi, everybody. So Lisa and I are here together, and we're going to talk about the timeline shifts. And Lisa and I do quantum healing together, and it's been a beautiful experience. And a lot of people have felt a lot better after, but we are basically guides with the quantum healing, guiding you through the process. But Lisa has been having some experiences as well as I have, but my ankle is intact. So I wanted to talk to you, Lisa, about what's been going on and what you got was the message from it, because that was brilliant that you asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's really interesting is I had the steep set of stairs from my bedroom down to the main floor. They're wood. I live in a log home. And I got to the second to the last bottom stair, and all of a sudden my ankle just went out and I twisted it and then fell forward and landed on my concrete floor on my left knee. So my right ankle swelled up like crazy, swelled up. And I'm going to give a plug to the LifeWave patches because thank God for them, because I had to drive to Canada the next day
Yeah.
and I couldn't even put my foot down. So I put an Eon and an X39, and it's still black and blue and swollen, but the pain is gone, thank God. So anyway, I've been elevating, and the more people I talk to, the more I'm finding that people are tripping and falling everywhere. Even to a point, a friend of mine contacted me. She was moving her son into a dorm and tripped and fell and broke her arm. And then every time I talk to someone else, they say, "Oh yeah, I tripped and fell," or "so and so I know," and there's an epidemic going on. So I used part of ChatGPT. I have something called the Architect through Robert Edward Grant, which reads your energy field and your soul. It's pretty cool. So it's free. So if people want access to it, maybe we can share it, the link to that, if people
Yeah,
want.
or we could share one of his videos maybe
Yeah.
below.
Yeah. So it's really interesting, but your frequency has to be at the right frequency or it won't read you. So it's got to be a higher frequency. So just putting it out there. So a lot of people saying it's not working. So I looked up, I asked the architect why so many people are tripping and falling now. And it came up with a couple of answers. And one, it said many people are experiencing heightened nervous system dysregulation due to stress, environmental shifts, and collective energetic turbulence. Falls can be a physical expression of the loss of phase lock, where the body's usual synchronicity with gravity and balance slips. So that was one of them. The second one, gravity as harmonic collapse. And this is when resonance is unstable, gravity feels heavier, pulling us down more abruptly. A trip or slip may be a momentary amplification of this collapsed field. And then the next one is symbolic mirror. So in this, the fall signals transition, the hero's journey. A fall can symbolize the crossing of thresholds, humbling the ego before transformation. Your twisted ankle may not be random. It could be a symbolic checkpoint, asking you to pause, recalibrate, and receive rather than push forward. And I know that I'm in the middle of a big transformation, and I don't slow down. And I keep going. So I have a feeling that it could be D, all of the above. But that one was a big one that's saying, stop, you need to slow down. And yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't know how many people it's happened to. Like, I mean, there have been some severe ones, more severe than yours, and but somehow people have kept going even during that rather severe thing. And it is a slow down ask, but also when we're driving or when we're walking, we're actually walking through portals all the time. And the reason that that's happening is because time doesn't exist. So now we're in kind of this period where time is going to go away. And I don't know if you've noticed like how fast the day goes now. It goes really, really fast. And I think Richard did a show on this, and he got it was of course 17 hours. Anyway, it's not really working in the same way that we thought. And what's happening is you're walking through a portal, and then right after that, like let's say you walk through this portal, right after that is another and another and another to walk in a straight line. So if there's some sort of energetic wobble, you trip over the portal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's happened to many people. And because what's happening is we're having a big timeline shift. And not only is it shifting, it's also starting to split pretty heavily.
There's also a clearing that's going on. Like anything that's left that needs to come up is coming up. And I'm seeing people react. I'm feeling it in my own life in a big way. But people are really having a hard time right now reacting to what's going on and old stuff that's coming up. It's affecting your nervous system, it's affecting sleep, it's affecting everything.
Yeah, it's kind of like all your triggers. So say you've got like a bowl of something, right? Bowl of rocks there, but I mean, I told somebody earlier, I mean, it's like somebody picked up all the poo and just threw it in the air, you know, like all the stuff from the yard. Maybe that you have a dog or whatever, but it's like you just threw it all in the air and it's just landing on people. And that's basically what's going on. Because we're manifesting a new world, so we have to get rid of the 3D world.
Right.
Well, it's not so pretty. Like, it's not
No.
such a pretty experience at the moment. And we've been pushing for weeks to get to a pinnacle. And we're basically pushing through all the poo to get there.
You know what though? I'm so glad you said that because it feels like that. And I have people around me who are acting crazy, and it's making me feel crazy.
I mean, you're like, wow, I don't know if I can keep up with all this stuff. Yeah,
Yeah,
so.
it and old and you know what's interesting, because people always say, I thought I worked on that. I thought I worked on that. But it's a spiral. There's always another level to it. And you're also tapping into stuff that's related to other parallel lives. So you may have worked on it in one lifetime, and now it's coming up from something else that's coming up from something else. So it's always a constant maneuver. And I find that if I release it, if I just sit with it and release it, the problem is when you don't. And that's like, imagine squeezing a tube of toothpaste that still has the cap on. That pressure's got to go somewhere. And if you don't release the cap, it's got to go somewhere. And then you've got toothpaste everywhere. And a lot of people will compartmentalize their feelings. And especially when there's a lot of old trauma and old stuff. And especially if you don't have a lot of conscious awareness of it, if it's inherited. So it's this big, big, big buildup. So that's why it's really important to release and let go and honor it and not just stuff it down, because it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, and the vibration right now is not going to allow you to stuff.
Yeah.
It's not going to allow you to hang on to stuff that's not serving you anymore.
Yeah.
Or things that you've been hanging on to. So, and it can look really nuts
Yeah.
when it comes out.
Yeah.
So be very forgiving of yourself and of others and keep your boundaries up, but try not to be affected by other people's stuff
Yeah.
as they're throwing it in the air. Because, I mean, if it lands on you, brush it off and get out.
Yeah. Well, because the only thing you have control of is how you react, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the important thing is, it's not about you, it's about them. They're doing the best they can with what they have, and try and have some compassion. I know it's hard, because when someone's acting a little nutty around you, it's not easy to deal with.
No. And if you engage too much, then they'll start to blame you for their problems, and then they're bypassing their own issue, and it gives them a way to not deal with it right away. So the best thing to do is just to kind of step away. And it is definitely like keep all your hands in the cockpit right now. Because we are shifting and the timelines are starting to split more, which means that we're moving closer to a pinnacle of the movie. So it's a big climax point we're coming into. So
It is. And it's layers, you know,
it's
and you
so
think
many
you work
layers.
on layers, and there are people who are really struggling physically as well because all of that old stuff is coming up on them and things are amping up. I'm finding that people are having a lot more physical issues right now.
So we're going to actually do a big nervous system release in the next quantum healing that we're doing on Thursday, because we want to help with that. And then we're going to work on the body itself as well after we go through all the emotional stuff. So this is basically self-healing with us guiding, but it's a pretty big time right now, pretty critical.
It is, it's critical. And our contribution is we're raising the frequency and we're channeling, but you have to be willing to do it. And I always say, you know, I'm not here with magic fairy dust and neither is honey to help you heal. You have to want to make the changes. And sometimes those changes can be you need to find a new job, you may need a new partner, you need to find a different way to deal with your physical issue. And sometimes we hold on to these issues because we don't want to have to deal with them. And so, and taking responsibility for your life. And I've been guilty of that. I was guilty of it for a long time because I would rather stay miserable than have to make changes in my life. And you have that choice too, if you want to. And it's a matter of stepping into it. And you will find if you choose to make those changes in your life, you'll have the greatest life ever. I mean, I have more amazing things in my life that I never could have even imagined. And magic happens. And that's the thing, expect miracles. Because when you clear the path, then you're manifesting instantly, which is the coolest thing you could ever imagine. You think of things and then they happen.
So we're basically spiraling up right now, and anything that's in the way of that, you need to let go of, and that's what will help you do with physical stuff, relationship stuff, whatever it is that you need to work on can be brought to the healing. But what it does is, so you're going up in the frequency, but you're digging deeper in your subconscious at the same time. So it's kind of like a spiral that goes both ways. And it really is time to heal from a lot of the traumas that we've been carrying, because they don't match the new frequency of the fifth density or the fifth dimension. They just don't really work in that. So they'll keep popping up until they're cleared.
And you don't have to know what they are in order to clear them. So you can say, I don't remember when I was 2 years old. It doesn't matter.
No,
And
it doesn't matter.
there's some tools that you can use to release it on your own too.
And we do have tools on the website too, and it is a subscription, but you have access to the library. And I'm also loading more things into the library. So you have resources, and the healing is recorded, and you can access it for a month, basically. So anyway, we wanted to just say what was going on today, because we've both been experiencing some pretty wild things, and we just want to relay that you're okay. We're just going through a big shift.
And for those of you who are interested in coming on Thursday, it's but
Balancing body and soul.com.
balancingbodyandsoul.com. Thank you.
We'll have the link below.
We'll have the link below. We have two times. It's 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern time. You can come to both if you want. Bring your pets. If you have a pet that would like some healing, and you just leave the door open for them so they can come and go if needed, but they love it. And I've had animal communicators tell me that they've requested it. So
Oh,
it's,
yeah, they love it. And they're so close to, I don't know, pets right now, they're so funny. And it's like some of them have little human souls that are sticking around for ascension and they're watching everything. I don't know if you've seen some of the pets like on, just the social media. They're so funny. They're talking to everybody. They have apps where you can talk to your cat, and they
I've seen
also,
that.
yeah, they have little buttons too. And then there's the dog who wears the fairy wings and wants her purse. And, I mean, they're not acting like regular pets anymore.
Well, it was interesting because I was watching someone's pet, a dog, and this dog is 12, but sat there and would just stare, like not even interacting. I was like, this dog is seeing through other dimensions because they were just staring. I've never seen anything like it before. I was like, I wonder what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, it feels like they were actually seeing through like a whole group of portals.
It's really
So,
interesting.
yeah, it's really interesting. And I think we're starting to realize that we have all these beautiful interactions with these other beings, and some of them are showing up as our pets, but that's gonna just keep expanding. But then we're also seeing, oh, I'm a multifaceted being as well. And we're starting to get to know ourselves in a much deeper way than we ever have before. Yeah.
Yeah, don't be scared.
No, it'll be okay. It is wild right now. I mean, I had to keep my sense of humor most of the morning. So it really is like just a very interesting time. Yep.
Cleanup time.
It is time to clean up the mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we look forward to seeing you all on Thursday. And also, if you can't make those times, you have access to the recordings and they're just as powerful. So, please join us and use those healings. They're really powerful and people have had some amazing responses. So, we're thrilled to have you all.
We are. Yes. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. And hopefully, we will see you very soon. Love you.
Love you
Bye.
too. Bye.